Intercessory Prayer, Chapter 4, How to Intercede. Key Verses. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 to 15. Introduction. The key element in intercessory prayer is not how loud we pray, nor how energetic we are in our prayers. This is not saying that these are wrong, but how sincere our requests are as we make them known unto God. It is imperative that God's glory be the end of our intercession, because Satan's chief goal is to prevent God from being glorified. Therefore, if we are to have as our primary goal the glorification of God and commit our whole soul and being to the movement of intercessory prayer, God will manifest Himself. Then you will call upon Me, and when you seek Me with all your heart, I will be found by you. Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 12 to 13. Prayer should be offered in faith and according to the will of God. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 to 15. In this lesson, you will learn what the Bible teaches about how to intercede and what to intercede for. You will also learn how to base your intercession upon the promises of God's Word. How to intercede. Look up each of the following references in your Bible. These passages provide biblical guidelines for intercession. Prayer is to be made to God. Psalms chapter 5, verse 2. Quality rather than quantity is stressed. Prayer is not successful because of much speaking. Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. Empty repetition is forbidden, but earnest repetition is not. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, Luke chapter 11, verses 5 to 13, and chapter 18, verses 1 to 8. Pray with understanding in a known tongue. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Pray in the Spirit in tongues. Romans chapter 8, verse 26, and Jude 20. Intercede according to the will of God. 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 to 15. Pray in secret. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Pray always. Luke chapter 21, verse 36, and Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Pray continually without ceasing. Romans chapter 12, verse 12, and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Intercede to the Father in the name of Jesus. John chapter 14, verses 13 to 14. Pray with a watchful attitude. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7. Pray using the example of the model prayer. Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 to 13. Pray with a forgiving spirit. Mark chapter 11, verse 25. Pray with humility. Matthew chapter 6, verse 7. Sometimes accompany prayer with fasting. Matthew chapter 17, verse 21. Intercede fervently. James chapter 5, verse 16, and Colossians chapter 4, verse 12. Pray with submission to God. Luke chapter 22, verse 42. Use the strategies of binding and loosing in prayer. Matthew chapter 16, verse 19. Principles for effective intercession. Here are some principles of effective intercession drawn from the foregoing scriptures. 1. Praise God for who He is, and for the privilege of engaging in the same wonderful ministry as the Lord Jesus. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Praise God for the privilege of cooperating with Him in the affairs of men through prayer. 2. Make sure your heart is clean before God by having given the Holy Spirit time to convict, should there be any unconfessed sin. Psalm 66, verse 28, and 29, verses 23 to 24. 3. Acknowledge you cannot really pray without the direction and energy of the Holy Spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Ask God to utterly control you by His Spirit. Believe by faith that He does, and thank Him. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. 4. Deal aggressively with the enemy. Come against him in the all-powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ and with the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. James chapter 4, verse 7. 5. Die to your own imaginations, desires, and burdens for what you feel you should pray. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. Chapter 28, verse 26, and Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8. 6. Praise God now in faith for the remarkable prayer meeting you are going to have. He is a remarkable God and will do something consistent with His character. 7. Wait before God in silent expectancy, listening for His direction. Psalms 62, verse 5. Micah chapter 7, verse 7, Psalms 81, verses 11 to 13. 8. In obedience and faith, utter what God brings to your mind, believing. John chapter 10, verse 27. Keep asking God for direction, expecting Him to give it to you. He will. Psalms 32, verse 8. Make sure you don't move to the next subject until you have given God time to discharge all He wants to say regarding this burden, especially when praying in a group. Be encouraged by the lives of Moses, Daniel, Paul, and Anna, knowing that God gives revelation to those who make intercession a way of life. 9. If possible, have your Bible with you, should God want to give you direction or confirmation from it. Psalms 119, verses 10 through 15. 10. When God ceases to bring things to your mind to pray for, finish by praising and thanking Him for what He has done, reminding yourself of Romans chapter 11, verse 36. For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen. What to intercede for? Study the following biblical references which reveal what you are to intercede for. The peace of Jerusalem, Psalms 122, verse 6. Laborers in the harvest, Matthew chapter 9, verse 38, Luke chapter 10, verse 2. That you enter not into temptation, Luke chapter 22, verses 40 through 46. Them that despitefully use you, your enemies, Luke chapter 6, verse 28. All the saints, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. The sick, James chapter 5, verse 14. One for another, bearing others' burdens, James chapter 5, verse 16. You sin by neglecting to pray for others, 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 23. For all men, kings, and those in authority, 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. For daily needs, Matthew chapter 6, verse 11. For wisdom, James chapter 1, verse 5. For healing, James chapter 5, verses 14 to 15. For forgiveness, Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. For God's will and kingdom to be established, Matthew chapter 6, verse 10. For relief from affliction, James chapter 5, verse 13. For unity in the body of Christ, John chapter 17, verses 20 through 21. For the persecuted church around the world, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 3. Interceding with the promises. God answers prayer according to His will, and His will is revealed in the promises recorded in His Word. When you do not ask on the basis of these promises, your prayer is not answered. Ye ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. James chapter 4, verse 3. It is similar to how a father relates to his children. No parent commits to give his youngsters anything they want or ask for. He makes it clear that he will do certain things and not do other things. Within these limits, the father answers his child's requests. It is the same way with God. He has given promises, and they form the proper basis for prayer. Learn what God has promised and pray according to these promises. One way to do this is to go through the Bible and mark all the promises of God and then base your prayers upon these promises. When you pray a promise, you actually declare God's word back to him. Here is an example. Thank you, God, that you know what is needed even before I ask. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. I come to you in the name of Jesus, recognizing the power in that name. John chapter 14, verse 14. I pray for laborers for the harvest to be raised up to extend the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 through 38. Here are a few examples of biblical promises. These promises focus specifically on the subject of prayer. The Father knows what you need even before you ask. Matthew chapter 6, verse 8. If any two agree in prayer, it will be answered. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. All things are possible with God. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Luke chapter 18, verse 27. Prayer combined with the faith is effective. Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. If you ask in the name of Jesus, it will be done. John chapter 14, verse 14. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous avails much. James chapter 5, verse 16.